Check, check, check. All right, good evening and welcome to the Late Show Mabuhay. Please welcome Fish and Chips.
Telephone. Send out a worldwide hoodie. See the better things. Francisco's own big brother in the holding company. Would you please welcome Mr. Peter Alvin. Damn bit of difference to you guys, does it? What's everybody so depressed about?
It's New Year.
Oh, yeah. It's the pre-St. Patrick's Day blues. Anyway, it should be obvious to you after these first three songs that we don't belong here. We're far too old. And it should also be obvious that whatever we had, we've certainly lost it at this age. I used to make love five times a night, five times a year seems like a lot these days. But that's advancing age for you folks. You'll find out.
Speak for yourself, Barry.
Yeah. Peter is good for six. No one will cop to it, man. That's the thing about America, you know. Everybody wants to stay young, you know. Me, my ambition is to be George Burns with a cigarette. What? Oh, yeah? I always wanted to be George Burns. Oh, the reason why we're taking so long is because those first three songs were exhausting and we have to get our energy together to do the rest of it. Okay.
The pacemaker for regenerating himself.
It's the privilege of age, though. You don't care, do you? Come, why don't they say anything? Isn't this the club where they're supposed to throw garbage at you when they like you? Or do we throw garbage at them? Or is that what we've been doing? okay, here you go. All right. Okay, everybody take off their clothes. We're going to have a love-in. After an introduction like that. Yeah. Good, huh? How'd you like that one? Actually, this is a square G, folks. For those of you who are young and up and coming musicians out there, this is the best TV chord going. This one right here. Wow. Thanks. I really appreciated that. Well, we'll be up for our second set in about 20 minutes. Take a brief break here.
Summer flowers spring around. Yeah.
And here he is, folks. That ever popular oldster from Mill Valley, California. Yes, the brother of Mario Cipollina. Here he is, John Cipollina. All right.
Thank you, thank you. Unaccustomed as I am to putting up with this shit, I will do the best I can. Some of the guys here made a record. I don't remember who. Some of these guys and more. Anyway, we did this song. I can only remember what you wish.
Yeah, it'd be real good.
Okay. Peter would rather say it, but since we're here. Okay, where were we? Oh, yeah, right, we're going to play some more music. I thought we were going to break. Okay. It's a good one to grit your teeth to.
Is that what you call this, playing music?
I was already saved.
Thank you.
If you think he's good now, you should have heard him 15 years ago. Shit. I know most of you here are too young to remember the summer of love. Thanks, Charlie. We appreciate it. See, he's trying the sound man is trying to screw with my thing, man. Now, back in those days, the only thing you could catch was gonorrhea. You know? Really, the world's a lot more dangerous place these days. We never even heard of herpes back then. I mean, you know, I think we're safe then. You don't believe us, do you? Well, this is a little song. This is a true story about my first encounter with the police when I was a young man. I was innocent, of course. As a young man, that is. Charlie, you gotta give this trip up, man. What? What's he trying to tell me? See, excuses for his own incompetence. Where's the guy who's doing the PA? Raise your hand. Oh, that's the guy up there. What are you doing to me, man?
He likes you.
Does the club pay you for this? I say, does the club pay you for this? Or, huh? Wait a second, be quiet. Turn a light on that guy in the booth.
Don't do it. We'll take a break soon enough. What are you doing?
Oh, come on, John. Give me a break.
Oh, man. I gave you a break. Look what it got me.
Folks, this is the man who's responsible for everything good that ever happened to me in show business. I mean, he's the guy who taught me about New York City. I'd never been out of Berkeley until he came. You know, to Berkeley, that is. Well, this is a true story. Well, folks, welcome to the Amos and Andy Show. Okay. Story. On a back street corner in a Colorado town, 2 o'clock in the morning, my car broke down. pockets in my pocket, suitcase in my hand. I started walking down the street, I met a policeman. Oh, oh no. Like it was some kind of joke. I reached in my pocket looking for my dope. It took a spotlight and it shined it in my eyes. I started to pray for them to pass me by. The squad car stopped, they opened up the doors. I heard a voice say, is it a girl or a boy? Starting to sweat and things was getting kind of hot. About communism, free sex, and pop. Oh no. Identification, huh? Shut your mouth, put your hands on the car. Taking you down to the police station. Come on, asshole. To shake me down. The squad car radio started jumping up and down. Sparked out something in secret code. I'm back in the squad car and headed down the road. Waste no time, I flagged me a ride. Didn't ask where I was going, I just jumped inside. Sat down in the front seat, start rolling up the dope. Sit back, relax, and sniff half a gram of coke. And the guy that's driving turned to me and said, it's the FBI, kid, you're under arrest. Oh, oh no. Trouble. I'll tell you what, when I grow up, I'm never going to do any of this.
You remembered his teeth.
We played 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you don't even want to hear it.
There's a lot of advantages to growing older, though, folks. I mean, for those of you who haven't yet,
lowered expectations for one thing. You know,
reflex, that's another one.
Yeah.
So many things that you think about now when you get older, you just do.
Yeah.
That could be good or bad.
And as a musician, you no longer have to worry about being relevant or happening or any of that. I mean, you know you're not relevant. Or happening. You know? As a matter of fact, you know, what little talent you have gets completely lost with age.
What about all this great senility?
As a matter of fact, I have no idea why you people are even here looking at me. But...
Well, actually, the bus is coming by.
Anyway, we're booked, as you know, through the end of the year at Del Webb Sun City.
Yeah, and right next to the South.
Come down and play a few holes of golf and check out the band. We'll be in the lodge. They've got a great weight reduction plan there, folks.
The one where they chase you with chains and shit in the parking lot.
Anyway, we're going to do one more song and then take a short break. You want us to take a break now? I know it. I know we stink, man. You don't have to rub it in. Yeah.
Your children. drums tonight, all night, Spencer Dryden. Thank you.
Let's hear it for him. Fish and chips. Come on.
Yeah, please don't go away. We'll be back when we're good and ready. Thank you.
Toiling away behind the soundboard.
There's a million dark stories.
What a wonderful man.
In clubs like the Mabuhay.
I'm talking about a prince
Charlie
of a human
is
being.
One of them.
I'm talking about the kind of guy, girls, I'm talking about the kind of guy who's one hell of a lot of fun.
His middle name is Hunk.
I wouldn't know personally, of course.
Are you giving me a moment? Yeah, okay. Let me tell it.
I'd like to introduce you to the leader of the band, Mr. John Schoenlieder.
Now, you all know better than that, right? Sure. I'm just another mercenary. What are we going to do? Right, this is the Spencer Dryden Experience. And if you guys really want to and really give him the input, I'm sure he will sing White Rabbit.
Spencer has been working his whole life to overcome the fact that the first three letters of his last name spell dry.
Right. Actually, he's been coming all over everything.
Up. Anyway. Actually, I was at home tonight watching the Lou Gehrig story on DTV when I was so rudely... I never watch MTV. I'm a big fan of DTV. I'm too old to... Come on, man. Oh, shit. I threw it in my back.
Thank you.
you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the at the end of the.
I know it's okay around the house, but we really enjoy seeing, you know, if we can embarrass each other. And just because we haven't succeeded yet. Oh, you're getting sensitive in your old age, aren't you? Okay, well, maybe we'll get around to that one. I have to warm up to it. That sounds pretty warm. Okay. Do something loud. That makes it a lot easier.
Okay, let's do overnight, and then I'll do Jekyll. I got the wrong guitar on anyway. I can't ever remember.
Go ahead, boss.
This song we used to sing out on the prairie. While everybody else is playing folk music and stuff, I did have a brief folk music period. I used to hang out with weird people. This is the only folk song I remember, and since this is supposed to be a folk show, I guess I'll see if I can remember it. Overnight, overnight, I'm gonna tie you down, set you off like a lick of dynamite. I'm gonna smother you in Missoula, we'll snuggle up to the old patroller, and I buy you to the bedpost overnight. I'm a tie down daddy and bonded to my game. Gonna wreak some heavy havoc on your frame. I got bags of kinky leather, lots of bags of feathers, and lots of little implements of pain. Everybody overnight, overnight, I'm gonna tie you up, set you off like a stick of dynamite. I'm gonna smother you in Missoula, we'll snuggle up to the old Victrola, as I tie you to the bedpost over. Yeah, see? Eat your heart out, Woody Guthrie.
Scott, you're a musical genius, John. I never told you that before.
Oh, thank you. I needed that, man.
Really, but you really are a musical genius.
With my ICS.
Who wants to? As a matter of fact, I don't even need to play. Can I just listen?
Well, what have you been doing?
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, folks. We'll be back for another set in about 20 minutes.
Bedroom.
you are. The way you talk, the way you walk, like the way you go.
Kicking up here now. Come on, Barry, you've got to be good for something.
I am good. 6 times a year, I told you.
So that's what those little marks were in your calendar. That's cool.
Oh, overnight?
Where were we? We almost had it there, folks.
Actually, if I may, I'd like to introduce this next song.
This will be worth it, I'm sure.
You know, all truly great songs are written from truly great experiences.
Didn't we do that one?
And I'd like to take 15 or 20 minutes now to talk to you about an experience before I do the song. Because I know that while a few of you are music fans, most of you are interested in the story behind the song rather than the song itself. For that reason, I knew when I came into this place and saw the faces, you know, I don't know if you're all aware of the ancient and lost art of physiognomy, but that was the... No, physiognomy. That was the ancient and lost art where you could literally tell someone's intelligence by the shape of their face. As many of you know, as many of you are aware, I am one of the few practitioners of the lost art of physiognomy, and having perceived that the average IQ of this audience is somewhere near 135, I knew that you wouldn't mind if I took the next 15 or 20 minutes to go through a somewhat intellectual discourse on this next tune that I'm going to sing. You know, it takes a stupid audience to just want a boogie. An intelligent audience is interested in all the complexity and all the truly in the pathos that goes behind writing a song. So for that reason, tonight, you as an audience are going to be unique in getting to hear the real pathos, the gestalt, the true essence
and reasoning the intellectual message behind why the song is written. More than mere notes. More than mere scales. Tonight, I am going to give you, the audience, the privilege of learning some of the magic of music. Well, I can see there are a few unintelligent people here tonight, but I know that basically most of you are not interested in the music itself, but the story behind the music. So, let me take these few brief minutes. What is the dance but an expression of our innermost emotions? And that, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the major constituents of music. Finding myself... thank you. Thank you very much. I knew you'd like this speech. Finding myself as a young man, kind of lonely and somewhat repressed, I decided to launch into the field of songwriting so that I could be popular and meet girls. Indeed, I was the kind of guy that people, when they saw me on the beach, the big guys came and kicked sand in my face. This song, my life has been a series of overcoming various handicaps. Handicaps that I found that other people have as I walk through this world. Actually, I have bunions on my feet. And the reason why I became a musician is because I found that in the world of dancers, I was unable to dance. John! These people are really interested in what I have to say, man, and I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't interrupt it with that crap. Well, it seems that I still haven't found the truly intellectual audience I'm looking for. You people have demonstrated to me that you're no good for anything but jumping around like a bunch of wild baboons. I thought that perhaps for a change, I'd found an audience that really understood me. I thought I'd found an audience that was sympathetic to listening to an entertainer tell the stories behind his songs rather than do the songs themselves. You could have really learned something tonight, something far more revealing than mere raw display of musical emotion. But no, you've rejected all that, and now I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you a bunch of this lousy music, and I hope you're happy. That's all I can say. I mean, you could have had much more, but instead you're settling for this mere instinctive, reflexive reaction to this music garbage. Okay, here you go.
Hold on to your tickets, because we're going to auction them off at the end of the night. We'll be right back.
wake up everybody in the neighborhood.
Wake them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
time. Simple dance, and I'll demonstrate it to you here. You know, it goes, you put your right arm out, your right arm in, you shake it all about, you do the hokey pokey, turn yourself around, and that's what it's all about. Any questions? Yes, you over there. I see, you don't understand. Well, I'm sorry you speak German. I wish I had a translator. There's nothing I can do. Put your left foot in, put your left foot out. Your left foot in, shake it all around. Do the hokey pokey, turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. Stomach in.
stomach out. Your stomach in. Do the hokey pokey. Turn the tail around. That's a hard. Chest out. Your chest in. Sing it on and out. Do the hokey pokey. Turn your show around. That's my song. Holy pokey. Holy pokey. Holy pokey. My two favorite sex organs. Put your head in. Put your head out. Your head in. Sing it all about. Coming to the grand finale of the Hokey Pokey, and I need everybody out there in the audience to form in one great big circle for the grand finale. Can you do that for me? One great big circle. I said form in one great big circle. Now, come on now. I know it's possible. There's enough room out there. And hold hands. That's right. One great big circle. Come on. Oh, looking good. Now, could everybody move the circle clockwise, please? Clockwise. That's to your right. Move to your right. Come on, let's move this circle clockwise.
Clockwise.
Two great big circles. See if I care. I have double vision anyway. All right. Now, everybody move the circle counterclockwise, would you please? Counterclockwise. Like the Golden Gate Park out here, doesn't it? All right, now, is everybody ready for the grand finale of the Hokey Pokey? I said, is everybody ready for the grand finale of the Hokey Pokey?
Yeah.
essential part of the program?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You put your whole selves in. Put your whole selves out. Your whole selves in.
Dancing.
Well, I saw a number of people come up during that song and tell me how much they missed my story and how bored they were with this music. So I'd like to effect a compromise by reciting some short lines of poetry to you in the Grand North Beach tradition. Can I have some jazz, please? Let the dice fall where they may. I am unafraid to proceed. Trash. Garbage. Refuse. Throw away. As I walk down the sidewalks of this city, that's what I see. Trash, refuse, garbage, throw away. Second hand, third hand, fourth hand, fifth hand, no hands! I mean, who the fuck are we? That's what I want to know. I mean, I don't mean to be... Alright, that's enough. That's enough, you guys. This is the really deep philosophical part. These folks have been waiting all night for this. I know you don't give a good goddamn about music. Anyone can go hear music anytime to hear... real philosophy. This is our goal. I mean, is it people who... Tell me. Music can get for $5 anywhere in town, right? You know? But people travel thousands of miles every year to Mecca, right? For enlightenment. Enlightenment cannot be purchased at any price. Remember that. No. This is part of your enlightenment and your discipline. What? What about the what? Oh, the trash. He wants to know more about trash. You know, I think probably one of the great... care. What do I care whether I'm hurt or not? I am a lone voice crying in the wilderness. You know? Who cares if they hear me? What's the sound of one hand clapping? You know what I mean, Charles? You think you injure me somehow. That's right. My voice is the sound of one hand clapping. These people can turn on the radio and hear music, but are they going to be enlightened? That's what I want to know. I mean, do you think I charge for this? This is I offer you a priceless gift and you give me a ration of shit. I mean, you know, do you think this came with the program? Did you know that you were going to be given this when you came in? No. I'm telling you, you don't know what you're missing. I'm going to go ahead and play some of that music. But you're really missing something, you know? I mean, I really shouldn't. I should really teach you all a lesson. I'm going to go ahead and play anyway, as if nothing happened. Okay? But I know.
Okay, so much for White Courtesy Telephone, huh?
Thank you.
Thank you.
East Coast. Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. I'm sorry. Pardon? Oh, the music's boring. Thank you. Oh, great. Well, now that you ask, I'd like to recite a few lines from Matthew Arnold's Empedocles on Etna. I know that some of you have heard this before, but not all of you are familiar with Matthew Arnold's poetry. Is it so small a thing to have enjoyed the sun, to have lived light in the spring, to have loved, to have worked, to have done? That we must feign a bliss of doubtful future date, and while we dwell on this, lose all our present state, and relegate to worlds yet distant our repose?
Where's the applause?
Your friend there looks like he's good at symbolism, man. Why don't you ask him?
Mountains and dreaming.
See the trouble on the world. I looked into the eyes. Someone turned around to me. Say, I ain't wrong.
moon and what I'm gonna do. I wanna build a house next door to you. Can I come and see you once in a while? No kisses through the blind. Come on, come on, all the wrong. Yeah. And listen to my heart go bubbly bubbly. Thank you.